Hey, this is Tom McGivern, and this is the Long Island Housing Podcast, where we give housing market information, tips, and advice to Long Island homeowners and home buyers. All right, welcome to episode 32 of the Long Island Housing Podcast. My name is Tom McGivern, and today's podcast, I'm recording this on June 3rd. And the stats are from June 2nd. So I did an overall update on the housing market, and it's going to be pretty significant. The overall theme of this podcast is going to be about the stats and then what they mean to you. So it's two parts, okay? So let's dive in. As I always do when I do break down the market, I break it down into the overall total of what's available, and then I break down the price points. Here I'm going to talk about also what's gone into contract or what's in contract and in the last 45 days. And then I'm going to talk about some stats that are going to, you know, they're not overly shocking, but the numbers are staggering. So it's going to give you a layout of what's going on in the market, and then I'm going to talk about it. So in Suffolk County, there's 4,796 homes for sale. It's a very low, very, very low inventory. Now, that said, it's not a significant drop from where we were before, let's say, coronavirus, which, by the way, I just hope everyone's okay out there. I know that's a lot. There's a lot going on in the country, and you know, we had the pandemic. Now we have all this other stuff with rioting and violence and other craziness. So just hopefully your family is safe. But in Suffolk County, that 4,796 total number of homes for sale. These are not condos. These are homes. It's not that significantly off from where we were. In Nassau County, this was a jump from the last time we did this podcast. It's 4,150. I think the last time I did this was in April, and there was somewhere around 3,800. So that was a little bit of an increase in houses for sale in Nassau County. So let's move right into, I'm going to go over Suffolk, then Nassau. But those are the totals for each. In Suffolk County, under 300,000, there's 435 houses for sale. That is a drop. The last time we did this, there were over 500 or close to 500. So that's a significant drop in that price point. So if you're looking in that price point, there's not a whole lot of houses for sale. 300 to 500,000, 1,640, three houses for sale, between three to five. That's kind of like the bulk of our market in Suffolk. Between 500 and a million, there's 1,630, and over $1 million, there's 1,109, which is pretty steady. That's been pretty consistent. In Nassau County, this fourth under 300,000 would be very little inventory, only 65 houses for sale under 300. So if you're looking in Nassau, that's going to be very challenging to find a house under 300. Most of those, I'm going to say, are probably real estate owned, bank owned, short sales, okay, the distressed properties. So just be aware of that. You have to know your price point and then what locations will work for you in terms of the price, you know, affordability. Between 300 and 500, that's 798. And then the bread and butter of Nassau County is between 500 and a million, and you have in price, there's 2,191 houses for sale. And then over $1 million is 1,100. Homes. Exactly. So that's the overall market. Again, across the board, pretty much low inventory. Now, when I say available, I just want to note this because I'm going to get into this later in the conversation about what this all means to you. I just want you to keep this in mind that even though I say it's available, that doesn't mean, I would say, again, this is not hard data, but based on my experience with making phone calls for buyers to you know, set appointments up. I have a partner who does the same thing. I talk to other real estate agents, and I make general phone calls just to see if something's available, to keep a pulse on things. I can't possibly know the exact number, but I would say that at least between 10 and 20, or even as much as 30% of these homes that are showing as available have a first accepted offer on them, or and or multiple offers. So while there's 4,796 homes in Suffolk, there's probably a good 1,000 of those have deals on them already, somewhere between 500 and 1,000 of those. So just keep that in mind. That's a market dynamic that you're, you know, might not be aware of as I go over these available homes. They show as available, but they might be even going into contract. Now, under contracts in the last 45 days, I just want to go Nassau, 613 total. And in Suffolk, 1,059 total. That is amount. Now, I wrote this note on my my sheet here. For contracted homes in a similar time last year, or under normal springtime market activity, it's down about 50%. That's what I said. Okay? Which is understandable because of what we're going through, what we've been through in the last 80 days. With regard to the coronavirus and what's happened to our local economies, businesses, and everything else. Again, real estate is phase two. Right now, I can't schedule. No real estate agents are supposed to be scheduling any in-person appointments other than inspections and appraisals. And as a real estate agent, I'm not supposed to attend those. I'm also not supposed to attend walkthroughs or closings. You know, so it's kind of crazy. Phase two opens up. We don't know yet, but many people are thinking June 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, somewhere in that range, because phase one just opened up last week. Who knows what's going on with what happens now, if there's going to be a second wave, God forbid. But as of right now, we'll be open. We are still open. You can still see homes virtually. You can get an inspection. You can get an appraisal. You can get a loan. All those things are okay, but it's just the seeing inside of a home. That's one of the issues right now. And I think that's what's causing the market dynamic, which we're going to get into. So now I got to go over these numbers because this is crazy. In April, April 20th, the active listings year over year. Okay. So April 20th, last year, 2019, to the April 20th of 2020, active listings were down 14%. Contracts, the number of contracts were down 6.9%. And the number of closings were down 9.29% year over year. Okay. So 2019 versus 2020 in April. That's Suffolk County. Nassau County, actives were down 13%. I mean, again, available inventory. Number of contracts down 10.5%. Number of closings down just under 12%. I don't know if I want to go into average sold prices. I guess I'll do. Average sold prices in Suffolk were up 13% year over year. Again, back in April. Median sale prices, I'll just use the average, is 13.85% up. Okay. Now, Nassau County was down 0.8%. Now let's shift to June 2nd. Now that was April 20th, year over year. Now we're going June 2nd, because I pulled these yesterday. This is crazy. So here we go. So we all know there's 4,796 homes for sale in Suffolk. There's 4,150 homes in Nassau. Active inventory as of June. Again, June is springtime, primetime market. Active listings are down 22.3%. Contracts are down 62.85% year over year. And the number of closings is down 28%. So, average sold price, though, is up 31.69% year over year in Suffolk. Let's go over the median number. The median number is probably more normal, which is, right? That's 12.53%. again, median and average, right? The average is the total number divided by the number of whatever units, whereas the median number is all the numbers, and you just pick the number that's right in the middle. So which number do you use? That's always a debate. But that average is way, way off. Could be, you know, some $50 million houses sold or something like that that's thrown off the average. But still, I don't think that's the case. The prices are really, really up because the inventory is so ridiculously low because of what's going on. And those are sold prices now. Sold houses, they're up 31.69% in Suffolk. Nassau, active inventory is down 23.5%. Contracts are down. The number of houses in contract year over year, June 2nd versus June 2nd of last year, contracts are down 68.78%. Closings down 37.29%. The average sold price now ticked up. Remember in April, it was down 0.8% in Nassau County, average sold price. In Nassau, it's now just jumped up to 10.59%. That's the average. The median is up 9.1%. Last in April, the median sold price in Nassau was even dead. It was zero. Now it's 9.11%. So those are the statistics. What do they mean? For you as a homeowner and a buyer, for homeowners, it's real simple. Your home can still sell and with multiple offers. But what I'm seeing is real estate agents, we either hit the mark or we miss the mark, and there's no medium. There's a middle ground where, hey, you put a house on the market, you know, a couple of weeks go by, you get some interested parties, you get some offers, maybe into that third week, you know, that means the house is priced pretty close to market value. Okay, you get interest, you get some parties, it weeds through the unqualified buyers to the qualified buyers to the most motivated buyers to the right buyer who, like, you know, is willing to pay the price for your house that will appraise, it'll appraise for, and you get a good buyer, qualified. Or you can price it too low where you get within 48 hours 18 offers. That's priced too low. Again, it all depends on your strategy, what you need, what your wants are as a seller. Some people, I've had clients tell me, I want to sell my house right away. Okay, well, this is how we're going to do it. But that's your goal. So you have, you know, the price has to meet your goal. And the flip side, if you price it too high, just like normal, like always, then it's a ghost town and you hit the market and it goes nowhere. You have nobody interested in your house. And that's not due to coronavirus. That's just due because it's priced too high. What I'm seeing is when I call on a listing and it's gone or has multiple offers in less than 3 or 4 days, that to me is a clear indication that that home was priced too low. And so you have to be aware of that as a seller. Now switch it to a buyer. So for sellers, market dynamics, if you need to buy, listen to what I'm going to say right now. If you're planning on selling and buying another house and staying local, listen to what I'm about to say. But for sellers, it's pretty cut and dry. You still can sell your house, you know, inspections, all those other things. You need to take into consideration your own personal preferences and concerns about what's going on with regard to your health and other things. So as a buyer, though, there's three things you need to be aware of. The first thing you need to be aware of is the market dynamic. What's going to happen here is there is pent-up activity. There's pent-up listings that are sitting on the sideline waiting for this to happen. There are many sellers out there who are waiting to put their house on the market. Flip side of that, we have buyers who are also waiting on the sideline. Even though there's people out there, they're buying, they're looking at houses virtually, doing what they have to do to find a house for them. There's still a lot of buyers that, A, haven't been able to find some, but B, are sitting on the sideline waiting. So you have pent-up demand and pent-up supply. The supply of homes is, of course, available homes for sale, and the demand is all the buyers. So that's all. The buyers is all your competition. For sellers, it's the same thing. All the supply is your competition. And if you're buying in this in this local area, or if you're buying out of state, you have to know the market dynamic there. Very important. What does that mean to you? Okay. So you need to act quickly. You have to be prepared and be able to act quickly in order to get what you want, which is if you're looking to buy a house as a buyer, you have to have your pre-approval set up. You have to know your numbers, which is the second thing, knowing your numbers, knowing everything as best you can so that you can feel confident when you move forward. There's a lot going on in the world, a lot of stress. I don't know your background. I don't know what I have a client right now. She's a nurse. She's about to close on her house. Her whole life has been changed in the last 2 months, but yet she's been steadfast. She's ready to close this week. I'm like really so proud of her. What she's been, she's a first time frontline responder, nurse. So, all the stress that stress kind of can impact you. So the more you know, the more confident you are moving into this, knowing your numbers, having everything ready to go, your pre-approval, you have a really solid real estate agent who's going to take care of you. Those things are super important right now. By the way, my number is 631-831-9048. I would love to talk with you if you are listening and you want to talk about working with me to help you out. I would love the opportunity. The last thing too, your offer must be presented, tight, meaning it has to look organized. It's presentation. Everything is presentation. You want to make sure that it's clean when it's presented to the other agent, and it's thorough, detailed and thorough. That's what people who are selling a house like to see. If there are holes in your pre-approval where they didn't look at your tax returns, or the loan officer just gave you a pre-approval based on your FICO score, things like that are not going to fly. You have to know your numbers. You have to know you can afford it. You have to be really rock solid, steadfast, and committed to giving the seller everything that they need in order to pick your deal, is what I'm trying to say. So I know how to do that. I would love to work with you. If you're interested, in the link in this YouTube video, because I'm filming this on YouTube, you'll see a link to TomMcGivern.com for my Ninja program. I called it Ninja program. It's just the name I gave it, but it's basically a buyer preparedness program. It's like, to empower you to, it's a 14-day email only, no obligation, totally free. And it has resources like my Ninja, the monthly payment flow chart. And that is an awesome thing. It's a spreadsheet. You basically put in all your numbers and it tabulates how much you want to save, what are your monthly bills, your fixed expenses, your variable expenses. You put them all in because those are the things that help you mentally understand as a buyer. Rather than writing them down on scratchy paper that you lose, you can still write them down. I always suggest you do get a steno pad and write them down or have notes on your iPhone or your Droid, your smartphone. Just knowing your numbers and what's the monthly payment I can manage and I feel comfortable with? And you may tweak that over time as you get more confident. You might start out with a really low number, like most buyers do. My experience, I've had many clients, they always give me a monthly payment. And by the time they buy, it's usually $200 or $300 or $400 more than what it was when they originally sat down with me to go over their goals. And that's not my doing. That's just them getting more comfortable with, I can afford this as opposed to that lower payment. So this is one of those things you will get in the Ninja program. Okay. Again, it's a sinister name and it's a name to suggest that, hey, you're going to do things confidently. So it's a TomMcGivern.com/ninjas and you can check that out. And hopefully that'll help you. Again, no obligations. You don't have to work with me. You don't have to, but I'm not going to call you or anything else. You just put your name and email in and you get emails for 14 days. And it's really cool. So check that out. I hope you got something out of this YouTube video and this podcast. Please share it with a friend if you think they're going to benefit from it. And I look forward to seeing you or talking with you very soon. Stay safe out there. I can't think of a better time to keep track of your home value right now. Head over to TomAndColleenSell.com.
That's TomandColleenSell.com, or check out the link tree that's circulating all around on our Facebook and Instagram and other areas, linktr.ee/TomMcGivern, and click on the Long Island Home Reports. They're great. You can check them out, and it'll get emailed to you every single month or every couple of weeks, whatever you want. It's always good to know what's going on. It shows you how many homes have sold in your neighborhood. But be sure when you fill it out and go down and fill out the number of bedrooms that are in your house. It gives a little bit more accurate data. And then just click submit, and it'll send you a nice report, all the photos, pictures of all the houses that are for sale and sold in your area. Thank you for listening to the Long Island Housing Podcast.